Good morning. Welcome to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Today we are starting a new month with a new theme. Our theme for 2022 has been Living Everyday Wonder. And this month for June, we are exploring the wonder of the body. And so today's lesson is Welcome to the Temple. Let us anchor ourselves in this truth that we know. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. And I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one, absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. So today we are going to look at our body as a temple. Welcome to the temple. And I thought it would be a good idea to find out what a temple is. We all think we know, but let's go back to the dictionary. A temple is a building for religious practice, such as either of two successive national sanctuaries in ancient Jerusalem, a building for Mormon sacred ordinances, a house of worship of Reform and some conservative Jewish congregations. A temple is also a local lodge of any of various fraternal orders, and the building housing it. But here's what's most important. It's a place devoted to a special purpose. The example the dictionary gave was a temple of cuisine. But that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a temple of the divine. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it is written, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." And in 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?" God's Spirit lives in you. Your body is a temple. It is the temple of the divine. So you can say at any time, my body is the house of the divine on earth. My body is the house of the divine on earth. Ernest Holmes in Creative Ideals said, "To come to realize that there is one body, which is the body of God, and which at the same time is our own body, is to accept a greater influx of the one life." And what is the one life? That's the divine. Remember, the divine is infinite and eternal. There's nothing outside of the divine. Therefore, everything that we are is made up of divine stuff. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 10, says, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father that dwelleth within me does his works." Now, there's a way to pay attention to capitalization in Scripture. And the capitalization indicates the holy. So, do you not believe that I, capital I, am in the Father, capital F, and the Father, capital F, is in me, capital M? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on, capital M, my own initiative, but the Father, capital F, that dwelleth within me, capital M, does his works. So he's saying, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. There's a unity. There is no separation. He's saying, my body is the house of the divine on earth. In a little while, I'll go over how to treat our bodies like a temple. But I'd first like to share with you something from Dr. Al Salazar, Divine Science Minister. He wrote, when the Master said that the answer to every problem is within us, he meant what he said. The only peace we ever experience is the peace that reveals itself in us. And the only love we will ever feel does not come from the outer, but from within us. And it is in our willingness to turn within that reveals to us that all things are possible when we live from within out. Within you is the kingdom of God. Take time to be still throughout the day, to enter your closet and shut the door, that the imprisoned splendor may escape as the health of your body and the harmony in your home. Your body is a temple. Your mind is the door. Helen Keller in The World Through Three Senses in 1919 wrote, there is, I am convinced, a correspondence between the powers of the body and those of the spirit. The senses serve as entrances to an inner world. Entrances to an inner world. Ernest Holmes wrote in the Science of Mind textbook, page 227, Paragraph 3, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? This power within you is the same that holds the planets in space. The power back of your word is perfect law and is fulfilled and returned to you as perfect strength. Now, so what is Ernest saying and what is Helen Keller saying? There is a correspondence between the powers of the body and those of the spirit. An absolute correspondence, because all the power that is in spirit is available to each and every one, and our senses serve as the entrances to this inner world. So how can we go about treating our body like a temple? Well, there's actually five steps. Read and follow your body's signals. Prepare and show up for your meals. Take a bath. Move to feel good. And restrict your screen time. Now, on the surface, those look like, how is that treating my body like a temple? How is that spiritual? How is that divine? Well, in order to trust your body as a guide, the first step is to begin to understand it. Deepak Chopra tells us that. And so the first step is to read and follow our body's signals. We want to listen to our body rather than forcing our body into some framework, telling us we have to do this because everybody else told us we have to do this. Read your body's signals and trust them. You know that sometimes you get that feeling in your gut, this is not right. Pay attention. Pay attention. Benjamin Franklin said, "Eat to live, don't live to eat." And our number two element is prepare and show up for your meals. What we want is to eat when we are hungry and finish when we are full. And to understand the difference between physical and emotional hunger. Physical hunger, you feel in your physical body. Emotional hunger, you do not feel in your physical body. You feel it in seeking some form of comfort. To eat physically is not a comfort. It is a nutrition type thing. It's like putting gas in the car. If you don't put gas in your car or charge your electric car, you will stop being able to move forward. But if you just want to sit in the car because it feels good to sit in the car, that's okay. Understand that difference between physical and emotional hunger. Take a bath. Jenny Odell said, "To do nothing is to hold yourself still so that you can perceive what is actually there." So taking a bath is nurturing to your body. Rather than all these costly treatments like pedicures and manicures and makeup and hair and all these things that feed your emotional need, soaking in your tub is for your body. It is physically calming. It's an antidote to rushing around. So take a bath. Now, if you still want to have manicures and pedicures and all these other things, cool. But understand that those are emotional needs, not physical needs. Taking a bath is the antidote to rushing. Number four is move to feel good. Ryan Holiday said, "Leisure is not the absence of activity. It is activity. What is absent is any external justification." Right? I don't have to go out and do something. I don't need a purpose for taking a bath. I don't need a purpose for going for a walk. I don't need any external impetus for moving. Moving allows us to take part in our natural ease. Not a rigorous exercise plan without mental peace. Get rid of your toxic beliefs about exercise and that they are important, that you must do them. Movement is a luxury. Do what feels right. Number five of how to treat your body like a temple. Restrict your screen time. The average American spends more than 3 hours on their smartphones, a time that'd be better spent in treating your body like a temple. When you're online, when you're on your phone or on your computer, you lose that mind-body connection. It isn't real life, it's false life. And you need to be aware of what is real to you. Your body is a temple, your mind is the door. What are you allowing into your mind that may be upsetting your body temple? Or not. A while back, I cut a piece out of the Daily Word, and I want to share it with you today. It's I am. I am an expression of unlimited spirit. Sometimes I identify so closely with my day-to-day life that I lose sight of my divine nature. Today I remember and reclaim who I am. I am limitless spirit, expressing uniquely at the point of me. I boldly affirm, I am not my body. I am the one who lives in my body. I am not my emotions. I am the one who feels my feelings. I am not my thoughts. I am the thinker of my thoughts. Beyond and behind the physical, emotional, and mental activity is the real me. Indwelling spirit is unlimited, infinite, and boundless. That is who I am. I live in perfect harmony with my divine identity. I speak the mindful expression of my I am with affirming, empowering words. I am whole. I am peaceful. I am loving. I am prosperous. I am blessed. I am a beloved child of God. I am grateful. Our body intelligence is more powerful than our intellectual thinking. Don't let your mind judge what should work for your body. Your body knows what best works for you. So check in with your body. Once you pay attention to your signals, you'll get answers on what to do. And here are some familiar sensations and their meaning. A tingling sensation. Something gives you energy. A strange feeling. Continue to observe your body. A tension in some body part. Change what you're doing. A bad gut feeling. Stop what you're doing. A good gut feeling. Continue what you're doing. These signals aren't complicated. All you need is to pay attention and act accordingly. Listen to your body and let it guide you. In Psalm 23:6, chapter 23, verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Well, what is the house of the Lord? It is the body temple. So it's time for us to take time out for simple pleasures daily, to treat our bodies like the temples they are, by eating nutritious food and getting good exercise. When an exciting opportunity arises, seize it, grab it. Commit to engaging in the sacred nature of the world, trusting that God within guides your steps and leads you to your most perfect life. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement, and of course he wrote many books, including the Science of Mind textbook. On page 243, paragraph 2, he wrote, know that you alone are the doorkeeper to the temple of the Holy Ghost, your body. You have the power to say what shall enter there. And remember, your body is a temple, your mind is the door. Ernest says, no false thing can enter there while you are recognizing your oneness with infinite life. The passages of your mind are open only to the inflow and outflow of good. You are sensitive only to good, dwelling in the higher altitudes of consciousness, understanding life in its spiritual purpose, experiencing exhilaration, vitalization, and exaltation. Is that not cool? All these things you're experiencing because your body is the temple of the infinite. Ernest Holmes writes, "It is written that the breath of God animates creation with the living presence of pure divinity. What breath are we breathing other than this true breath, unrestricted, flowing through channels of pure receptivity from the infinite intelligence and the perfect life of God? Let your thought dwell not on breath nor lack of breath, but on that which breathes." And what is it that breathes us? It is the divine. It is all that we are. It is all that we ever will be, all that we can be. That infinite, eternal oneness of all life. Welcome to the temple. You are the body temple of God here on earth. And let there be no doubt, not only are you, your body, the temple of the divine, everybody's body is the temple of the divine. Heck, the trees are the temples of the divine. But you, in your humanity, you control the door. Your mind is the door to the temple. So be good to yourself. Be aware that everything you are is blessed, is holy, is divine. A temple is a place devoted to a special purpose. The special purpose for you and your body temple is to express and experience the divine. God expresses itself through you. God loves through you. God loves as you. The wisdom that is in the one mind moves through you and is shared. And so let us know that we are here now, temples of the divine, perfect, whole, and complete in every way. So I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.